Father, thank you. Thank you for so many blessings in life. Thank you for your grace that we have just sung about. Always available, always sufficient, always willing to go just a little further than our tendencies have taken us. Thank you for your grace this morning. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for how you have provided for us, how you have taken care of us. Oh, Lord, we praise you today. We praise you for your abundant blessings and mercy, and we praise you for the men and businesses, workers, laborers that built this building and made it all a reality for us. Donors, workers, suppliers, prayers. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for everybody here. We do pray, Heavenly Father, because some are not here. They're sick. They wanted to be. Our prayer list is long and extensive. We pray for them today and ask that you would comfort them. We pray again for our community, the communities of which we live, Father, that we together would know you, regardless of denomination. We would know you, the living God, and put our faith completely in your Son. Thank you for the new babies. Many people here have welcomed new grandchildren, children, or great-grandchildren. Thank you for the precious gifts that they are. Thank you again, Father. We've set aside this day to worship you and to thank you and to praise you and to say thank you to the people that built this building. And so thank you for this day. Thank you for watching over us and the builders these last months. Thank you for your provision, your safety, remarkably good weather so much of the time. Thank you for your favor. And thank you, we can gather here today and say thank you to you and thank you to the people that built it. Guide us as we continue to worship you, I pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. In a few minutes, I am going to not put anybody on the spot, but I am going to invite our contractors and suppliers that are here, and I will call them out by name, to stand so we can recognize them and say a very heartfelt thanks to them. We've invited them to come today to be part of us and to worship with us and to celebrate with us, and I'm just so thankful for them. Those that could come, I'm so thankful for all of them that made this a reality, but I'm so thankful that some could come today. And I'm so thankful for God's blessing. Amen? God's provision. And so, as I said, I am going to recognize them by name in just a few minutes. But I want to share with you just one verse. This verse happens to come from Psalm 127:1. It's not going to be on the big screen today, so if you've got a Bible, you can look in there. If you don't have one, you can just listen because it's only one verse. Here's what it says. It comes from Psalm 127:1. The psalmist writes, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." We have, those of you that have been around here any amount of time, have recognized that that verse has been in our newsletter for a good while. And so many of us have prayed that verse over and over many times, knowing it takes physical hands to build a building, but also imploring the Lord to help us build the house. For months, even prior to building, we cried out to God, not wanting to get ahead, not wanting to lag behind, but wanting it to be in God's time, not Jim's, not somebody on the board, but God's timing. And I think today we're all absolutely convinced that the Lord has been in the building process with us. What this psalmist reminds us today, unless the Lord builds the house, we're probably just going to spin our wheels. Our efforts may be in futility, and it may not ever turn out like it would as if the Lord was in it. But you see, friends, I stand here today with complete confidence and thankfulness of heart that God has been in this building project from A to Z. He has blessed us. He has taken care of us. He kept our contractors safe. Do you remember that big old wind that went through here last summer that knocked over all kind of trees? You remember that? Some of you lose trees? We lost trees. We lost the biggest tree right out behind that church. We lost maple trees right out here. And yet the guys had put the paper on the roof, and the wind didn't even take the paper off the roof. I would say God's in it. Oh yeah, the wind blew some horizontal rain in the windows, and the guys got to sweep that out. But God has watched over this project from the very day we began, and the very day these contractors and people walked on here. God has watched over us and blessed us and taken care of them and kept them safe. And so when I think of these verses, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. I didn't want you, the congregation, or the builders to labor in vain. We needed it. We desired it. We longed for it. We prayed for it, that it would be God's time and God's house. We didn't want it to be in vain. We didn't want to be just spinning our wheels. We didn't want it to be an effort in futility. We wanted the Lord in it from the very first thoughts. We probably didn't do everything right. We, the planners, I'm not saying the builders didn't, they did a good job. Look around you, they did a good job. But we, the planners, probably didn't do everything right. But we sought the Lord from the beginning. We waited for the Lord. We waited a good while. Sometimes in years past, people were pressing me, why aren't we building? We were trying to wait upon the Lord. We were trying to wait for His time. We were trying to wait for His leading. And a couple of years ago, we started. Matter of fact, it was more than a couple of years ago. I don't remember when it was, but we put together a building committee and we started. We thought about it. We prayed about it. And we started. But we were ahead of the Lord. Some of you know what I'm talking about. And the Lord put a halt to that process. We got ahead of Him. I got ahead of Him. And the Lord called it off. Wasn't the right time. Wasn't God's time yet. But then at Thanksgiving in 2013, God showed us in very real, tangible ways, and I've told you all about this before, it was time, it was okay, and He was going to build a house. You see, friends, we go on about things in life, sometimes with all of our might, working as hard as we can, being as diligent as we can, and as faithful as we can, but unless the Lord is in it, it's not going to be as good as it can be, including our individual lives, our families, and our churches. When the Lord is in it, it's a new day. It's a good day. It's His day, and it's His project. Around the 1st of June, after I mentioned we prayed right out here someplace. I can't see the sign over here, but we were someplace right out here, a big circle of people. A lot of you came that day, and we prayed, God, this is Your project. A lot of you came that day, and we prayed, take over, Lord. And around the 1st of June, We had a temporary ramp put in so we could still get into the other building. And I think it was Friday, June 6th. Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. But I think it was Friday, June 6th that the excavation team came in. And all of a sudden, this whole area that used to be blacktop, used to be our parking lot, started to get peeled up. And the tree. Oh, the beloved tree. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. Your kids climb around it like squirrels. And we saw its beauty every fall. And the tree, we moaned, oh, the tree. Jim, does the tree have to go? Well, we could build around the tree, otherwise it's going to have to go. But on June 6th, we were underway. And I think, I've never asked all the contractors, but I think the summer went really well into the fall, into the winter. I think it went really favorable. I might even suggest that the weather was delightful most of the time. Oh yeah, we got that one little 4-inch rain that did a little something to pipes underground. But overall, God was showing us favor over and over and over. And once that excavation was begun and the trenches began to be dug, the foundations began to get prepared for, we were underway. And all kinds of people would be driving by, and one of them even asked me, what are you doing, putting in a sewer? No, we ain't putting in a sewer. They saw the mounds of dirt and they thought going to have us a drain field out here or something. And people, lots of people would ask, they would see these big mounds of dirt and they'd see the deep trenches and the deep foundations and say, you're going to have a basement? No, we ain't going to have a basement. We just got to have that. We're going to have that much foundation. People would wonder, why in the world do you need foundations clear down there if you're not going to have a basement? We were asked those questions. But the building needs a solid foundation. And the city requires a solid foundation. Not to mention Jim, our general contractor, and Sean, our cement contractor, knows that we need a solid foundation. I think it's kind of like life. I think it really is. And I think the most solid foundation we can ever have is Jesus, regardless of denomination. The building needed a solid foundation, and the trenches got deep because the footings had to go down low. And our lives are the same way. We need a foundation, brothers and sisters. We need a foundation that'll last through the life's, the storms and the winds and the hail and the hard times of life. And may I suggest to you that the best foundation we could ever have is Jesus. He is the rock we need to plant our lives on. He is the rock of our foundation. We needed a foundation for this new building. And our lives, our families, our churches need the foundation of Jesus. When the foundation got poured and I watched Sean's crew, Sean, did you make it, buddy? I don't think Sean got here today. But some of Sean's nephews were part of his crew, and I saw Sean give the work to the nephews. And they put the forms up, and after the cement was poured, they had to take the forms down, and the foundation was laid. And then the other things that had to happen kind of under the floor kind of things. Heating people had to come and dig trenches and put in the heating ducts. And electrical people had to come and dig trenches and put in electrical lines. And plumbing people had to come and dig trenches. A lot of it by hand. Some of it in the heat of the summer. And they labored on. And then the floor was poured on top of it. I know there's some pictures that you saw earlier on, but I saw equipment that I didn't even know existed when the cement got run. I saw a pumper truck sitting clear out here, pumping cement clear over here. and machines smoothing out cement like I'd never seen before. And then Jim and Mark and their crew began to put the walls up. Oh, what a glorious day. That cement all laid out and perfectly smooth, glistening almost in the sun. And then they began to put the walls up and we thought, progress! We couldn't see so much below ground. And there was all kinds of progress being done, but we couldn't see it so well. And then the walls began to go up. And it seems like it went up rather quickly. And people were saying, even as they drove by and even as you came to church, it's going up quickly. And there was more questions. Why are you putting sheetrock on the outside? When Jim and Mark and their crew got the trusses, the first half of them, people asking, why are you having a flat roof? Somebody even said, hey, I like that design. That's kind of neat, that flat roof. So we got lots of questions. Jim heard them. Mark probably heard them. Sean heard them. I heard them. Good questions. People were interested. And after some of that project got done, I mentioned that wind came up and tipped over trees all over our neighborhood. Didn't even take the paper off of our roof. I believe God has been in it. I believe He's favored us all building season long. I believe this verse that says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. I believe that. If you come by here when the other part of the trusses were going up, you saw a person or two up there scurrying about like a squirrel. Little high for most of us, but not all of us, fortunately. And the progress continued to take shape. The building continued to take shape on the outside. And people marveled all summer long at the great job that the builders were doing. And we marveled at God's goodness and His faithfulness and His protection over our builders. And people would drive by and people from Staples would ask us questions and they would marvel about the goodness of God and the goodness of the builders. And today we have a beautiful building. And it was an excellent job by our builders. But I reminded our congregation throughout the summer, throughout the building season, while we rejoice over the beauty internally and externally, we rejoice over the beauty, its functionality, its simplicity, really. While we rejoice over all that and we thank the men that have made it all happen, let me just say one more time, as I've been saying for months, the kingdom of God is more than a building. Amen? The kingdom of God is more than a building. You see, the creator of the universe wants to take up residence in our hearts. He wants to take up residence in our lives, in our homes. We've got a beautiful building. We've got a blessed building. We've got a blessed community that we live in. And we've got some great contractors and suppliers and builders that have made it all happen. But the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, wants to take up residence in your heart, in my heart. He wants to love you and lead you and guide you through the winds and the waves of life. He wants to be your master and king. The King of the universe, the Creator of the galaxies, wants to take up residence in our hearts. If we'll invite Him and let Him, He'll come in and He'll lead us in life and take care of us. You remember when Solomon built the temple in the Old Testament? I love that story. It was a magnificent building. David wanted to build it. Solomon did build it. And when he had it built, God's presence filled that place. And our prayer has been that God's presence would fill this place. Every time we get together, we pray that God's presence would fill this place, His goodness, every time there's even one person here, that we would just know we're in the presence of God. We thank God for His goodness. We pray for other churches too. We don't think we're so special that we're the only kid on the block. We pray for other churches all the time, but God has blessed us, and we pray for His continued blessing. And we pray that every time somebody is here, His presence is in this place, just like it was in the Solomon Temple when He built it. And so, friends, our prayer is that the presence of God will always, for decades and generations to come, the presence of God will always fill this place, and people will come to know faith, come to put their faith in Christ here. Marriages will be restored, bodies healed, hurt people helped, lonely people comforted. We pray that God in His goodness will minister to people for decades and generations to come. Oh, we thank these men today for their hard work, for their contributions, for their sacrifices of time. Let me assure you, brothers and sisters, and I think you know this, it wasn't a 9-to-5 gig for these people. They labored in the heat of the sun, sometimes way after sundown, sometimes on weekends. They labored to bring it to reality for us. Sometimes, in some cases, nearly through the night. We thank God for these men and these suppliers today. We thank God for watching over them, for keeping them safe. We thank God for how they built us a beautiful building, supplied wonderful materials at a very fair cost. We thank these men and we praise God for His blessings to us and all the things that He's done in seeing this project through. And so I just want to say today, I'm going to invite these people to stand, but I want us to say and give God glory, give God praise for His goodness watching over this building and these men. Give God praise, brothers and sisters. Let's do it. And now you can be seated, because I'm going to invite the contractors, as I call them, to stand, because I want you to see them. I want you to recognize them. We dedicate this building to the kingdom work. We're going to officially dedicate it on March 8th when there's all kinds of officials here. But as you know, if you've been around here, we've already dedicated it. And we're going to keep dedicating it to the Lord's work. But I have been so blessed to work with these men this past season of building. We have prayed for them. We have asked God to bless them and their families and their work. We have asked God to show Himself strong to the people that were here. Maybe they weren't part of our church. That's okay. They were here building. They were supplying. And today we praise God for this building, and we praise God for the people that made it happen. The Lord has blessed us. It's a miracle. You know the financial story. It's a miracle. We got in here by Christmas Eve. That was a beautiful thing. Amen? They worked very hard. Jim and his crew and other crews worked very, very hard to get us in here by Christmas Eve. And it was a wonderful night. If you've forgotten, we had to drag in 50 chairs to accommodate everybody. It was a wonderful night. They worked hard to get us in here on Christmas Eve. And so I'm going to just say by name the people that have made this happen. I'm going to invite them to stand and remain standing till I get through the names. And then we're going to thank them. Our architect was Kevin Anderson of Little Falls. I don't think Kevin came. I didn't see him. Kevin, I don't think Kevin made it. Our suppliers for the bulk of the stuff was Randall Building Center, Mike Lorber, and his boss, Steve Roberts. I know Mike is here. I don't know if Steve made it. Thank you, Steve, for coming. Thank you, Mike, for coming. The man of the hour, who we selected a long time ago as our general contractor, Jim Albrecht, and his partner, Mark Benson, and their crew, which were some of our own people, Donnie Dubrowski, Dale Lehigh. For a while, Patrick Doyle was working in the general construction. Then he moved over into the electrical construction. So these are some of our own people. Also under Jim's crew were Bill Christensen, Ross Benson, and also that Jim was orchestrating. He was helping the people like Carl Lair help us with our tile work, and Ed Doran, who did the painting, and Jerry Conan, who did the taping, and the good folks from Denny's Carpet in Little Falls to carpet our floors. These were all working with and beside Jim and his crews. And as subcontractors working with the project and with Jim, our cement and stone workers was Sean Jordahl and his crew. Mike Case and Charlie Sowers and Sean's nephews, the Schmidt boys. Some of you know the chiropractor here. I told Sean a few times, the way he goes about things, it's a good thing he's got a brother-in-law that's a chiropractor. And he's close. And our excavation and dirt moving crew, Kenny Zeta and his crew, his heavy equipment crew. Our electricians, Carl Moon, Dan Hench, and Patrick Doyle. Our heating people, Greg Ziegler, Steve Miller, and Greg's crew. Our plumbing crew, our own Richard Broberg. And people that helped him with a shovel or something, Jeff Cizik, Ian Newkirk, and the Rebombs. There were other people like Brett Zenzen that put in the sprinkler system. And I don't know, I hope I haven't missed too many, Jim. If you are here and I missed you, forgive me, just stand up anyway. I don't see anybody else. Now, Motley Free Methodist Church, give these people a hand. God has been so good to us. Let me close with this, and then we're going to sing a song. It's called Great is Thy Faithfulness. I just thought that was so fitting today. Actually, I thought about something else too. Having only get to preach once today, I thought I should just go on a while. But I know you're also smelling the food and just getting anxious. So I'm going to call it off at this point. But I want to say, we prayed before it began. We prayed while it was being built. And we're going to keep praying for the kingdom of God to be advanced in this community. through centuries, if the Lord tarries, long beyond me and maybe our current board, we're going to keep praying that God continues to get glory from this place. And so I want to just say thank you to each and every one of you for being part of this. All of you praying and contributing and all the things that you do around here on a daily and weekly and monthly basis. We say thank you to God today for His goodness, and thank you to these contracts. Because I want to say thank you to all of you for making up this congregation. The bottom line is, God gets the glory. I'm going to pray, and then we will take time for two songs. Is that okay with you? I'll quit talking. If we sing a couple, is that okay? All right. Let's pray first. Father, thank you. It's such a blessing for me to see the hand of God in people's lives. It's been such a blessing for me to work with these people in building this beautiful place for us. Oh, we thank you this morning, Father, for your goodness. I thank you for this crew, the suppliers that have made it all happen for us. I thank you for the people that have prayed. Hours they have prayed for the givers sacrificially. I thank you, Father, for this church. I thank you for the other churches in town and the churches in the next town and the next and the next. And I pray, oh God, that your Spirit would lead us all, that you would get the glory, Heavenly Father, for everything we do. Oh, we praise you today for your goodness. Thank you. Bless these builders and these suppliers as they go on to the next project. We'll just be a distant memory, but go with them as they go on to the next one. And Father, guide them to yourself. Guide them through difficult times and difficult weather. Help them always to trust you. Help us in the church house, this church, always to trust you, the living God. Glorify your name here, Father, now and always, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen.